Let's go in.
Hello there, ma'am. How are you doing? Congratulations on the new house. Sorry for coming here empty-handed. What?
Where is he?
Ah, in the bathroom. He'll be right with you.
Who is it?
A house this big. The bathroom's so...
It's small. The world is such a small place.
I'll introduce you. Mr. Homayoun Arzania, Ms. Argavan Arzania, your daughter, and of course my wife.
What are you doing here?
I don't know. They told me that... Believe me, I didn't know that this place...
You'll have to forgive me, Mr. Arzania, that I introduced myself so late. Since they told me that you were dead, they even showed me the death certificate.
You two lied to me. You tricked me. Just so that you could bring me face to face with my daughter.
It's not a problem, Mr. Arzania. This is something you do every day. You forge a bunch of lies and present it to people instead of the truth. And this is forged too.
Let's get going, my girl. You shouldn't stay here.
Argavan's not going anywhere, Mr. Arzania.
I won't allow you to bother my girl.
But right now, I don't need your permission. As long as Argavan's my wife, I'm in charge of her. But if you want to leave, we're done with what we needed from you. Go ahead.
Without my daughter, I'm not going anywhere.
Shh, man, Bizzard, close the door. Man, don't make such a noise, eh? The neighbours will hear and call the police. If the police get involved, who will suffer? A professional con artist and a forger.
You'd better get going.
Yeah, brother, you better go. Go on.
Listen up.
Huh?
I know what to do with you.
With me? Look, now it's my fault. Mr. Arzania. Oh, man. Man, it's just a misunderstanding. Allow me a minute. Hold on a minute there, sir. Hold on.
All right. So you still think you've never lied to me, huh?
That man is dead. At least to me, he's dead.
That's very poetic. A father who's dead in his daughter's mind. It's pretty. It's interesting. But it's not acceptable, Lady Attorney.
You don't know anything.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I didn't understand. But now I know you. Now I understand what's going on in that messed up head. This is what you were after. You were in a rush for me to introduce you to my family so your lie wouldn't be exposed.
No, not
yes,
at all.
Yes, that's it. You had the right, of course. You had the right. You thought to yourself, well, they're a respectable family. They're proper people. They have a reputation. Even if it's out of fear of losing their reputation, they'll come to terms with my lie. That's just it. If it's not, then defend yourself. Be your own attorney for once, Lady Attorney.
Bezad, that person was never a father to me. He was always like a shadow that was nothing but a burden to us.
Stop it now, Argavan. End all of the sentimental garbage, man. Look how stupid I am, standing up to my family for you. Why? Because I loved you. Because you were important to me. That's why I let my heart overtake my mind. But you've broken my heart, Argavan. You've really broken my heart.
What you say is right, Bezad. I'm really sorry. I really should have told you the truth.
You're sorry? That's it? You destroyed everything, Argavan. Did you even think about how I'd go and tell my family how my father-in-law's a con artist and a forger? Huh? Did you? I'm truly sorry for saying this, but from now on, I don't know if you were raised with honestly earned money or not.
That's enough, Bezad.
You are saying whatever you want about me and my family. If you are really worried about whether the money in my life was honestly earned, then know this, that person has never spent a penny on his wife and children. And if I've gotten anywhere in my life, it's because of my mother and sisters sewing so much that they're going blind.
Agavan. These words aren't going to change anything. Life may start out with a life, but it can't continue with a lie.
But does storage have one or two? You have to store all of it, man. Stop calling me so much. I've told them about it over there, and they've got the file in their hands. They know everything.
Who told you about my father?
What?
I said, who told you about my father?
Not me. It seems that Bizard,
I said, who told you about my father?
All right. Why are you yelling? It was that guy, the attorney that you work with. What's his name?
Nikar.
Yeah, Nikar. Of course I had to beg and plead 1,000 times. My good lady, now hold on a minute. Look, I have nothing to do with anything. I just told your father right now. Don't get me mixed up in the story. In the end, everything will end up being my fault. Man, I'm just trying to live my life. I don't get involved in anyone else's business. Hazan, open the door a minute. Hazan, are you alright? Open up, man. I want to get my coat. Open the door a minute. Bizarre. Open the door. Can't you hear me? Oh, man. What is it? What's wrong? I was worried about you. Why are you so upset? That's just how it is, man. That's how life is. You got it over and done with, brother. A person can't even trust their own eyes anymore. It's all over with, man. It's all done. Hello to everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Mother.
Hold on a minute. I'm talking to Bezard. Tell me, what did that girl want today?
What girl?
That lady attorney.
Nothing, it was just a financial matter and it's been resolved now.
Well, if it was just a financial matter, what was she doing here? Why didn't she just call you?
How should I know what she was doing here? You should have asked her. Hello.
Hello. Manusher. What's with him?
Oh, it's nothing, man. We had a serious meeting at the factory. It didn't get anywhere. So he's a bit upset. If he gets some rest, I think he'll be right. Mother dear, did you call Hesam to congratulate him on getting his eyesight back?
Oh, no. That girl disgraced me so much that I forgot everything.
Then hurry up and give him a call. You know how Uncle's wife is. If you're late in congratulating him, she'll quickly get insulted. Please bring the food. I'm really hungry.
Manusher,
yes.
Has something happened that you're not telling us?
Sarai, why are you making such a big deal? Man, bring the dinner. I'm about to starve here.
Hello? Hi there, Sarudia. Congratulations to you. I heard Hesam's eyesight has returned.
That's very kind of you. So tell me, who gave you the news?
Manucha came and told us. You don't know how happy we were to hear it.
God willing, he'll get better by the day.
With all your prayers.
So you'll be having a dinner party, God willing?
I've given charity to the poor. It's better that way.
Well,
it's much better that way. Is Hessam home now? Can I talk to him, to congratulate him?
Yes, yes. He's in his room. If you don't need anything with me, I'll hand him the phone.
Hope to see you soon.
Take care. Nigar, dear.
Give the phone to your dad.
Do they know?
Yes, your dad tells me not to tell anyone. Then he goes and tells everyone himself. Here.
Instead of being grumpy, take care of the rice, won't you?
Hello.
Argavan?
Hello. Hello. What's wrong?
Hold on a minute, girl. Hey, why have you locked the door?
Argavan.
Argavan, open up this door.
Argavan, my dear girl, please open up this door.
Leave me alone. I want to be alone.
I'm not in the mood. Open this damn thing.
Argavan.
Man, what do you want with her? Just leave her alone.
Don't say anything. Argavan, darling, don't you want to talk? Did you have a fight with Nikan, huh? Did he fire you?
Mother, please, just leave me alone.
She doesn't want to talk. Why are you giving her a hard time? Just leave her alone.
You know very well what's wrong with her. Tell me the truth now. What's wrong?
How should I know what's wrong?
Listen, little prince, don't think you can give me the runaround. You two have been whispering to each other a lot lately. You think I'm stupid now, don't you? Tell me, what's her problem?
Her problem?
Look, she's in love.
Huh? She's in love.
What's it to me, huh?
Do you know anything?
What?
Well, if you know something, tell us. We're worried to death.
Shut that mouth of yours. Is this the time to joke around?
Well, man, what's the problem? She's got a heart too, the poor thing, huh?
Anyone that breaks my girl's heart, may their heart break as well. All these problems started after they came here for Argavan's hand.
By the way, Argavan, ask me who I saw in the bazaar, huh? Mrs. Shakui. That lady that makes bridal gowns on Jamhuri Street.
She makes bridal gowns?
She was asking about you for her brother. They say the guy's really handsome. He's an engineer. I can tell you now there's a lot of girls that would love to be his wife.
There you go. Thank God. They say that if it's your destiny for God to close a door on you, out of his compassion, he opens another door for you. There you go. Bad left and good came. What was that sucker boy you wanted to marry? Or that fancy-pansy family of his?
So, Homer, did Mrs. Shakui think of Argavan for her brother, or did the brother say something himself?
No, it's the guy that got things started.
Oh. But has the guy ever seen our Argavan before?
I know. When was it that time that Argavan came to the people of Vertu Buddha's home to help me bring the clothes? The guy came to see his sister. Mrs. Shakui, it was there.
What if the guy thinks the car belongs to us?
In fact, I was thinking the same thing. I told Mrs. Shakui. I said the car belongs to Agarwal's father. But she said no. He likes Agarwal's car.
Thank God. There you go, darling.
I lied to you because I didn't want to upset you. Me and my family have been paying for my father's sins for years. I just hope that you'll forgive me.
Your being sorry doesn't change anything.
What if I ask you to forgive me?
It's hard for me, Argavan. I can't.
So what do you want to do?
I don't know. But I'm not sure we can continue like this.
Thank you.
you asleep?
I'm awake. You can see it.
What is it? Are you all right?
Yes. Hello, hi there, Uncle. Are you well? The checks are dated for tomorrow. Do you want me to tell them to bounce them? But isn't all this time enough already? Very well, fine, so I'll tell them to change the date. Give my regards to everyone. Good night.
Here you are. Here's some cinnamon tea with sugar on the side, especially for my precious dad.
Thank you very much, darling.
Now, can you tell me how many this is?
Well, it's four.
No, it's four. It's the world. You don't know how happy I am that you're better.
I'm happy, too.
Then why is your voice sad? Are you upset?
I'm upset about promising marriage to Tavakolian without thinking about fate.
There's a reason for everything, Father. That's what you always said to us.
And I hope it's a sign of the mercy of God.
Everything always ends well, Father. If it doesn't, then it's not the end.
Yeah, you're right. But this isn't the end.
By the way, what news about the factory's new manager?
Behzad? He's good. But not as good as I know he can be. These days, there's a lot on his mind. I don't know why. Maybe he hasn't forgiven me yet.
Well, anyhow, he's just gotten through a very hard time. I'm sure if you give him some time, he'll be all right again.
God has given me a chance. So who am I not to give a chance to his creatures?
So, then give me a chance to go and get your medicine while you drink and enjoy your tea.
Hello, hi there, Uncle.
Hello, where are you?
I'm on the way to the factory.
You don't need to come. Adyan called and said your car's been found. You have to go to the police station where you filed the report.
It's been found? Thank God. Thank you, Uncle.
Call Adyan and thank him. I'll text you his number.
Sure, sure, of course. Then I'll go there, then come to the factory.
There's no rush. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is this it?
Yes, that's it. Thank you very much. Can you give me the key?
They've stolen some of the parts. The stereo and the personal items inside it. But the car's fine. You got lucky they didn't take it apart. Here you are. Give the parking receipt at the front, please.
Thank you very much, sir. Thanks a lot. Yes? Hello. I can't come. I'm busy right now. Well, I said I can't come. All right, fine, but I can't stay very long. Goodbye. Hello, Manuccia. Where are you? Look, I've come to pick up the car right now. You just send someone to drive the car back. Well, I can't bring two cars at the same time, eh? Hurry up.
Hello.
Hello.
Hope you're well. Give me your coat.
It's all right. I'm in a rush. I have to go.
It's the car keys. The car's been found.
Yeah, it's been found.
Thank God.
Did you want something from me?
Sit down and I'll bring you some tea. Then I'll tell you.
I don't have much time. I have to get back to the factory.
I made green herb stew for lunch for you. Look at the house. I cleaned up the house as well. They say it's not good for a newlywed couple's house to be dirty.
Agavan, just get to the point. Tell me why you told me to come here.
The truth is, I wanted you to come here so we could talk seriously about our future.
Sit down. Look, Agavan, I don't know about you, but I have made my decision. This is the end of the line. Our relationship has reached a dead end. In my opinion, we can't move forward anymore.
I don't understand what you mean.
What I mean is that we have to divorce each other, Agavan.
Get a divorce? What are you saying, Behzad?
Yeah, I thought about it a lot. I think divorce is the best solution.
For which one of us?
For both of us. The walls of this life have become cracked. Any day now it'll come down on our heads.
No, Behzad, please don't be mistaken. We can build it from scratch again. We've still got a lot of time.
No, Agavan, me and you have no chance of continuing this life. The marriage between me and you was a big lie. A mirage which never turned into reality.
No, Behzad, you can't. You can't destroy everything because of one mistake. Why? Why is it my fault that my dad's a criminal, huh?
Agavan, why don't you understand what I'm saying? My problem isn't only your dad.
Then what is it?
My problem is you being a liar as well.
I promise you that if I told a lie, it was only so that I wouldn't
lose
you.
Very well. Now if we keep living together in the future, might tell even bigger lies in order not to lose me.
No.
Yes, Agavan, you're an attorney. You've seen it plenty of times in family court, how men and women separate from each other because of these tricks and lies. This is the truth, Agatha. I can't do it anymore.
No, for God's sake.
I'm all done. From now on, I can't be a good companion for you. I mean, I can't follow the same path as you. I can't so easily forego everything and run after work like a dog for a little bit of money. That's not where I belong, Agavan. I belong in the factory. I belong behind a management desk. Look, Agavan, I still have feelings for you. But for both of us, continuing with this relationship means a free fall into the depth of suffering and misery. It means going back. All the way to the beginning. It means having nothing at all. You have to accept that we started off badly, Agavan. But right now we have this chance to end it very well.
Just ending it? You call destroying our life a chance, huh? As easy as that?
Agavan, as hard as it is for you, it's hard for me too. But a moment of hardship is better than a life of misery.
But if you knew that we'd be miserable, why did you come into my life? Why did you change who I was and turn me into a liar who's forced to have a hidden life, huh?
Fine, so you're blaming me for everything again. It's all right. I made a mistake.
Well, your mistake has destroyed my life.
Would it have been good if your life had continued the way it was going? Just take a look at us. Our families want to kill each other.
We knew all this from the beginning.
Yeah, we knew. But as we moved forward in our life, we saw that we couldn't just forget about our families. A husband and wife that forget about their families, what guarantee is there that in the future they wouldn't forget about each other?
I'm begging you, Bezad. For God's sake, don't leave me alone. I walked into this life because I counted on you. How can you have the heart to leave me alone
now? I'm asking you not to make this moment any more bitter than it already is.
Bezad, just one more chance. Give us another chance. I promise that everything will work out. How can you have the heart to destroy this house that we built with so much love? Huh?
A house that's built in water is destined to go under. But I don't want to drown. You shouldn't either. That's my final
word.
No,
Bezad.
Goodbye.
Bezad. For God's sake, don't leave. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Doing in the warehouse? I've been looking for you for 2 hours. Why don't you answer your phone?
Can't I just be alone for a few minutes?
Yeah, you can, but it seems right now you've forgotten. The representative for the Bonyan Company is coming. Get up, put it on, man, get up.
I'm not in the mood for working today. You go and take care of it yourself.
What do you mean, take care of it myself, eh? You're the one that's the boss. They've come to see you.
To hell with work and life. Just leave me alone for today.
You think I'm in a great mood myself, do you? I'm really happy. What can I do? Just sit here on my hands? This morning we went to the clinic. The doctor told us that there's no hope. Soraya can never have a baby. You see, Behzad, we can never have our own child for the rest of our entire lives.
I'm really sorry.
What can be done? Life isn't always the way you like it. There's always going to be times and places that people have to deal with hardship. Just like me, just like you.
I didn't want a lot from life. I just wanted to live with the person that I love.
Behzad, dear. Loving a person that doesn't deserve to be loved is, in a way, wasting your kindness for them. They've always said you should die. Die for someone that would die for you, not for that girl who only had eyes for your money.
Don't talk nonsense, Manucha. If she was after my money, she would have abandoned me when I had absolutely nothing.
Oh, my simple brother, you don't know woman. Ugh, they're all the same. They're the same from head to toe. They're copies of each other. They only care about what's to their advantage. If something isn't to their advantage, then there's no way in the whole world they'll do it. For example, that girl. From the beginning, she'd taken stock of you. She knew that you're the only male heir in the Firuzanfar family. What does that mean? It means a long-term investment for a better life.
I'm getting sick of all this pessimism.
This isn't pessimism. It's being realistic. Now, when you take her to court for a divorce and she starts talking about a divorce settlement, you'll get it.
No, Munich, that's not going to happen. Our marriage was never going to last. It'll be over and done within a couple of days. All she got from me was a few roses and some other small gifts, which I had given to her.
Well, thank God, don't worry about it. I hope it ends as easy as that. For once in your life, you've used your brain. You listened to what I told you. But in this game, you really played it to win.
No, Manucha. I lost. To myself. To a fear that caused me to sacrifice love for the peace and comfort of this life.
All right now, Behzad. Don't get emotional now. Thank God you didn't give her anything.
I didn't have anything to give her. I've only got one car in this world. And I'll give that to her.
All right, man. Give it to her and get it over with. Don't worry about it. You can pretend that you never found it again. You can.
But yes, I did find it. Agavan was everything I ever wanted in my life. Ever since I lost her, it's like I lost myself. From now on, the future for me only means ending one long and boring day. And starting another long and boring day.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق، شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه. تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوس هایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه.
مثل حرفی که نگاهی نمیگفته و میگفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمیافته و میافته. حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره. به حال و روز ما کاری نداره، همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بیش میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخر